今天的题目是一个正直的人。
Our topic today is a man of integrity.
经文是但以理书第六章第一节到第十五节。
The scripture passage is Daniel 6:1-15.
我们首先我用中文念，然后Nancy会用英文念。
I'll start with Chinese and then I'll read it in English.
但以理书第六章第一节。大流士随心所愿，立120个总督治理通国，又在他们以上立总长三人，但以理在其中，使总督在他们三人面前回复事务，免得王受亏损。因此但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理通国。那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，唯要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说，我们要找参他这但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就行不着。于是总长和总督纷纷聚集来见王，说：愿大流士王万岁，国中的总长、监差、总督、谋士和巡抚、彼此商议，要立一条坚定的诫命，30日内不拘任何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。王啊，现在求你立这禁令，加盖义，怎么念那个字啊？习啊，义习，使禁令皆不更改，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。于是大流士王立这禁令，加盖一席。但以理知道这禁令盖了一席，就到自己家里，他楼上窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在地，跪在他神面前祷告感恩，与素常一样。那些人就纷纷聚集在见但以理在他神面前祈祷恳求，他们便进到王前提王的禁令，说：王啊，30日内不拘何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，必被扔在狮子坑中。王不是在禁令上盖了一席吗？王回答说：是有这事，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。他们对王说：王啊，那被掳的犹太人中的但以理不理你，也不遵你盖了一席的禁令，他必一日三次祈祷。王听见这话就审愁烦，一心要救但以理，筹划解救他，直到日落的时候，那些人就纷纷聚集来见王，说：王啊，当知道马代和波斯人有力，凡王所立的禁令和律例都不可更改。
Daniel 6:1-5. It seemed good to Darius to appoint 120 satraps over the kingdom, that they would be in charge of the whole kingdom, and over them 3 commissioners, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might be accountable to them, and that the king might not suffer loss. Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and satraps because he possessed an extraordinary spirit, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire kingdom. Then the commissioners and satraps began trying to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to government affairs. But they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption, inasmuch as he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God." Then these commissioners and satraps came by agreement to the king and spoke to him as follows, "King Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the high officials and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the injunction, the document, that is, the injunction. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house, now in his roof chamber he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Then they approached and spoke before the king about the king's injunction. "Did you not sign an injunction that any man who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days is to be cast into the lion's den?" The king replied, "The statement is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked." Then they answered and spoke before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you signed, but keeps making his petition 3 times a day." Then, as soon as the king heard this statement, he was deeply distressed and set his mind on delivering Daniel. And even until sunset, he kept exerting himself to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Recognize, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or statute which the king establishes may be changed." If I gave you $10 million,
我需要你放弃一些东西或者去做一些事情,
and I asked you to give up something or do something,
你会怎么做?
What would you do?
那么根据一个调查,
according to a survey,
有25%的美国人会放弃他们的家庭,
25% of Americans would give up their families,
有25%的人会放弃他们的教会,
25% would give up their church.
如果你给他1000万,
if you gave them $10 million.
还有23%的人会短期做唱机,
23% of people would temporarily work as a prostitute.
16%
would give up their American citizenship.
有16%的人会离开他们的配偶,
16% would leave their spouse.
为了钱，这些人什么都敢做。
For money, people are willing to do anything.
正直的人在现今的时代不容易找到。
A man of integrity in today's world is hard to find.
为了钱和自己的利益。
For money and for their own profit.
有不少的人愿意去做不道德的事情。
There are a lot of people who are willing to do things that are not virtuous.
违背自己良心的事情。
Do things that go against their own conscience.
如果你还记得的话,
if you remember,
当奥巴马被选成为美国总统的时候,
when Obama was elected president,
这个前任伊利诺伊的州长 尝试把这个奥巴马那空缺的上议院职位拿来拍卖。
The previous governor of Illinois wanted to auction off Obama's Senate seat.
这个只不过是一个例子。
This is just an example.
这种事情多得很。
There are a lot of similar situations.
贪污的事情多得又多。
Corruption is very common.
很多人不能够抗拒放在眼前一笔很大的钱财。
People can't refuse a big pile of money in front of their eyes.
那么在世界上每一个国家的政治领域,
in all the world, every country, their political sphere,
不容易找到一个正直的人。
It's very difficult to find a man of integrity.
那最近两年，我们看到美国政坛所发生的事情。
In the previous 2 years, we've seen, 政坛。
We see the political situation that happened during the past 2 years in the United States. 人为了这个权力、地位和个人的利益，做了一些不可思议的事情。
People for, power and profit and position have done things that are bad.
Imaginable.
Unimaginable.
他们以不择手段的方法来得到这些权力、地位，还有这个所谓自己个人的利益。
They use, corrupt methods to get this power, position, and profit.
这些人不是为了国家，还有人民的利益。
And it's not just for country and for the people.
而是为了财富、名誉还有利益。
It's for money and their name and their profit.
那什么是一个国家一个社会或者文化最重要的东西？
What's the most important thing for a country, a society, or a culture?
那有人说是教育或者知识。
Some people say it's education or knowledge.
是的，这些东西都很重要。
And yes, these things are important.
然后也有人说是财富跟健康。
And some people say it's money or health.
但是一个很少提到的一件东西就是正直。
But one thing that people don't often mention is integrity.
确实的正直的人不容易找到。
People who are truly men of integrity are hard to find.
但是圣经里面提到一个正直的人。
But the Bible speaks of a man of integrity.
他的名叫做但以理。
Named Daniel.
那么今天所看的经文说明但以理是一个正直的人。
The passage that we read today shows that Daniel is a man of integrity.
为什么但以理是一个正直的人？
Why was he a man of integrity?
但以理是一个正直的人，第一，圣经告诉我们他有美好的灵性。
The first reason that Daniel was a man of integrity is that the Bible tells us he had an extraordinary spirit.
那么当这个巴比伦王国灭亡之后，
After the destruction of Babylon,
马代人大流士成为马代波斯王国的王帝。
There was the Medo-Persian Empire that arose.
那么大流士就立了120位这个总督来治理他的王国。
King Darius appointed 120 satraps to rule the kingdom.
然后他又在这些总督的面前立了三位总长。
And he appointed 3 commissioners over these satraps.
然后但以理是这三位总长其中的一位。
Daniel was one of the 3 commissioners.
那么大流士王需要这些总长来协助他治理这个国家。
Darius needed these commissioners to help him rule the kingdom.
也来监督这些总督。
And to look over the satraps.
是把这个王国治理好。
And to rule the kingdom well.
然后但以理他在巴比伦王国里面是一个被信任的一个高官。
Daniel was a very reliable official in the Babylonian kingdom.
那可能是这个缘故，大流士王就挑选他成为一个总长。
And maybe because of this reason, Darius chose him to be a commissioner in his kingdom.
但以理他有这个治国丰富的经验。
Daniel had plenty of experience in ruling a country.
他曾经是好几位王的助手。
He had been a right-hand man to many kings.
这些王都信任他。
They all had great trust in him.
但以理不只有这些治国的经验。
Not only did he have the experience in ruling a country.
他是一位有学问并且有智慧的一个人。
He was a man of great learning and wisdom.
然后除此之外，圣经也说他拥有一个很少人有的一个品德。
And besides all this, he also had great virtue.
在第三节这么说，因自但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余总长和总督。王又想立他治国，治理通国。
Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and satraps because he had possessed an extraordinary spirit, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire kingdom.
但以理拥有这些总长还有这些总督没有的。
Daniel had something that these commissioners and satraps did not have.
也就是这个美好的灵性。
He had this extraordinary spirit.
我想王知道这点。
I think that the king knew this.
所以王才立他治理整个王国。
So the king wanted to appoint him to rule over the entire kingdom.
所以王看到但以理有这个美好的灵性。
The king saw that Daniel had this extraordinary spirit.
所谓这个美好的灵性是指美好的态度还有这个品德。
This so-called extraordinary spirit means, spirit means his, attitude and his virtue.
也包括就是神的灵与他同在。
And it also meant that God's spirit was with him.
那么除了有这个丰富的治国这个经验。
And in addition to having plenty of, experience ruling.
也有这个美好的灵性。
He also had this extraordinary spirit.
那么使到但以理成为一个正直的人。
And he was a man of integrity because of it.
如果要把一个国家治理好,
If you want to be a good ruler of a kingdom,
必须要找这样的人,
you have to find a person just like this.
所以因此王很想委任但以理成为这个王国里面的总总长。
So the king really wanted Daniel to be in charge of the whole kingdom, oh, the chief commissioner.
所以王的想法使到这些总长和总督感到妒忌和不满。
The king's thinking in this way caused these commissioners and satraps to become very jealous and unhappy.
于是他们就想办法去抓但以理的把柄。
So they wanted to find some reason to get Daniel.
那设法去陷害但以理。
And to frame him.
有时候好人不容易做的。
Many times it's hard to find a good person.
如果你要做对的事情或者那些好事的话
If you want to do the right thing or do things correctly,
反而被人陷害
You often will be framed by people.
我在这个工程公司工作的时候
When I was working at an engineering company,
听过不少这样的故事
I heard a lot of stories like this.
有一位工程师
There was one engineer.
他是一个正直的人。
He was very, he was a man of integrity.
那么他按照这个条规做事。
He always did things according to the rules.
因为他的做法。
Because of this.
那么使到不少的人感到很不满。
A lot of people were unhappy with him.
设法把他除掉。
And they wanted to find a way to get rid of him.
所以这节经文讲到但以理有美好的灵性。
These verses talk about Daniel's extraordinary spirit.
换句话，神的灵与他同在。
And in other words, God's spirit was with him.
因为神的灵掌管他的生命。
God's spirit was in charge of his life.
然后使到他成为一个有美好灵性的一个人。
And caused him to become a man with an extraordinary spirit.
我们知道但以理与神有一个密切的关系。
We know that Daniel had a very close relationship with God.
因为这个关系可以在他的祷告生活里面看出来。
You could see it in his prayer life.
在六章十三节说他竟一日三次祈祷。
You can see it in verse 13, but keeps making his petition three times a day.
所以但以理的正直建立在他与神之间那个关系。
Daniel's integrity was built on the foundation of his relationship with God.
圣经说他每一天三次在神的面前祷告。
The Bible tells us he prayed to God three times a day.
那么因着他与神之间的关系。
Because of this relationship with God.
这个真理从他的生命流露出来。
The truth flowed out of his life.
所以我们看到但以理诗人的生活影响到他在众人面前那种见证。
So we can see that Daniel's interior life affected the way that he acted in front of everyone else.
表现出他的正直。
And he showed forth his integrity.
Billy Graham 是一位近代教会历史里面被尊敬的一个人。
Billy Graham is a man of who is very respected today.
今年他九十六岁。
This year he's 96 years old.
啊，他的生命影响了不少人。
His life has affected many people.
啊，他的影响不是因为他把福音传到普天下。
His influence is not because he has spread the gospel all over the world.
啊，不只是这点。
It's not just this.
啊，他的正直也影响了不少人。
His integrity has influenced many people.
那么他得到世人，包括总统、女王，还有世界的领袖的尊敬。
He's received the respect of people all over the world, including presidents, empresses, and world leaders.
我想是因为 Billy Graham 的正直。
I think it's because of his integrity.
啊，才得到这么多人的尊敬。
That he was able to get the respect of so many people.
我看过 Billy Graham 的一些自传。
I've read Billy Graham's biography.
啊，Billy Graham 与神的关系是很密切。
Billy Graham's relationship with God was very close.
然后他说了一句话。
Once he said these words.
他说：“我可以告诉你，神啊，告诉你神是活的。
”I can tell you that God is alive.
因为今天早上我刚刚跟他谈过话。
Because I just talked to him this morning.
所以 Billy Graham 的正直是出于他与神之间那种关系。
So Billy Graham's integrity came from his relationship with God.
啊，同样的。但以理有这个美好的灵性。
In the same way, Daniel had this kind of extraordinary spirit.
因为他与神有一个密切的关系。
Because he had a very close relationship with God.
所以但以理是一个正直的人。
Daniel was a man of integrity.
那第二点是因为他是一个忠心不贪的人。
The second reason was because he was loyal and not corrupt.
那么但以理这正直从他的生命里面表现出来。
His integrity was expressed through his life.
所以在第四节这么说。
In verse 4 it says,
那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
Then the commissioners and satraps began trying to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to government affairs, but they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption, inasmuch as he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him.
所以这些人是把将办但以理除掉。
So these people were trying to find a way to get rid of Daniel.
啊，但是又找不到他的错误，还有他的过失。
But they couldn't find any evidence of corruption.
因为圣经告诉我们，但以理忠心办事，毫无错误。
Because the Bible tells us that he was faithful in doing his job and he had no corruption.
啊，他们知道如果但以理成为他们的总长。
They knew that if he became the chief commissioner.
啊，他们在王的面前就不能再贪污了。
They couldn't continue to be corrupt.
啊，所以他们就设法把但以理除掉。
So they were looking for some way to get rid of Daniel.
然后这节经文讲到但以理忠心办事。
This verse shows that Daniel was very faithful in doing his job.
而且毫无错误还有过失。
And he had no negligence or corruption.
啊，但以理曾经服侍过好几位王。
Daniel had served many kings before this.
啊，曾经做过大大小小的决定。
He had made many decisions, large and small.
啊，这些事情都有记录下来的。
This has all been recorded.
所以总长跟这些总督从这些记录去找但以理的把柄。
So the commissioners and satraps from these records were trying to find some way to accuse Daniel.
啊，但是他们却找不到他的错误还有他的过失。
But they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption.
然后假设了他们看但以理是否有做这些事情。这个是一个假设。
Imagine if they had found some evidence of this.
啊，比如说查看他是否有做这些事情。
For example, if he had done some of these things.
啊，拿公司的文具作为私人的用途。
Use the company's stationery and to do use the company's materials to use for your own purpose.
啊，利用公司的时间来做私人的事情。
Use the company time to do your own personal business.
啊，用公司的电话来打长途电话。
use the company's phone to make a long distance phone call.
啊，当然今天不需要了，你拿起你的这个 smartphone 就可以了。
And these days you don't do that, you just use your smartphone.
啊，请病假，但是没有生病。
Ask for sick leave, but you're not sick.
啊，在上班的时间在电脑的面前上网。
On company time, surf the web on the computer.
然后丹尼里在这个政府部门上班。
Daniel worked in the government.
啊，没有电话可以打。
He didn't have a phone he could use.
啊，也没有电脑可以上网。
He didn't have a computer to go on the web.
然后，但是如果丹尼里活在现在的话
，But if Daniel lived in today's times.
那么这些总长、这些总督都不能找到丹尼里的把柄。
If Daniel lived in these times, then the satraps and commissioners could not have found him doing any of these things.
因为他不会做这些事情。
Because he would not do things like this.
那我在大学念书的时候认识一位室友，他的名叫做 Paul Geisler。
When I was in college, I had a roommate named Paul Geisler.
啊，他的父亲是 Norman Geisler。
His father's name was Norman Geisler.
啊，你不晓得你认识不认识他。
I don't know if you recognize that name.
Norman Geisler 是一位相当有名的一位神学家。
Norman Geisler was a relatively famous theologian.
然后也是这个圣经辩护学一个权威。
He was also an authority on apologetics.
他曾经是达拉神学院的一位教授。
He once was a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary.
他写了不少这些有学术性还有很有名的一些书。
He wrote a lot of books on apologetics and other famous books.
Norman Geisler 在小的时候被朋友邀请他去参加一些教会的暑期圣经学校。
When Norman Geisler was young, he was invited by a neighbor to go to their church's VBS.
然后过后他就参加这间教会的主日学。
Later, he started to attend Sunday school at that church.
啊，总共参加了400次。
In all, he attended 400 times.
啊，四百次大概是将近八年的时间。
That's about almost 8 years of time.
啊，每一个星期天都有一位很忠心的基督徒，风雨不改啊，开着一辆巴士来载他。
Every Sunday, there was a faithful Christian from that church who would drive a bus and go pick him up, no matter what.
每一个星期天 ，Norman Geisler 都按时的去参加这个主日学。
Every Sunday, Norman Geisler would be right on time to attend Sunday school.
但是这么久了，他都没有决志信耶稣。
But after all that time, he still had not made the decision to believe in Jesus.
那么最后在高中那年
，When he was in high school，
也就是在第400次参加教会。
That on the 400th time that he attended the church,
啊，终于他决志信了耶稣。
He finally decided to believe in Jesus.
如果这位开巴士基督徒在395次的星期天，他讲他这么说。
If that man who had been driving the bus decided on the 395th time that he was driving,
啊，这个孩子已经来了这么多个星期。
This kid has already come so many weeks.
啊，没有希望的了。
There's no more hope for him.
啊，不要再浪费时间在他的身上。
I'm not going to waste any more time on him.
啊，幸好这位忠心的基督徒没有把 Norman Geisler 放弃。
But luckily, this faithful Christian never gave up on Norman Geisler.
所以刚才我们读那段经文。
We just read this verse.
然后丹尼是一个忠心办事的人。
He was a man who did things faithfully.
他认真做事。
He did it to the best of his ability.
忠心地服侍这些王。
He faithfully served the king.
啊，不会随便的办事。
He didn't do things half-heartedly.
而但以理不只是一个忠心办事的人。
Not only was he faithful in doing his job.
啊，圣经还说他是一个毫无过失错误的一个人。
The Bible also says that he was a man with no corruption.
所以在这个英文圣经 NASB 的翻译说 ,no corruption was to be found in him.
According to the NASB English translation, no corruption was to be found.
就是在他的身上没有贪污的事情。
That just means in himself there was no corruption.
所以想到这个贪污的时候，我就是想到那些政府里面贪污的那些官员。
When I think about corruption, I think about people in the government, or government officials who are corrupt.
他们滥用他们的权力来得到都不应该得到的利益。
They use their authority to get profit that they shouldn't have.
贪污是一个很古老的一个问题。
Corruption is an ancient problem.
不只出现但以理的时代。
Not only did it appear in Daniel's time.
在主耶稣的时代也有同样的事情。
There were the same things happening in Jesus' time.
犹大为了钱财出卖耶稣。
Judas betrayed Jesus because of money.
今天的社会贪污非常的普遍。
In today's society, corruption is very common.
无论你到任何的一个国家。
No matter what country you go to.
你会听到这个贪污的问题。
You always hear about the problem of corruption.
有些比较严重。
Some is very serious.
有些没有这么严重。
And some are not so serious.
有些国家这个贪污成为他们的生活一种习惯。
In some countries, corruption is almost a way of life.
所以做官的人因做这个权力造成他们很多机会去贪污。
Those who are government officials have many opportunities for corruption.
他们利用自己的权力来得到这些不义之财。
They use their authority and position to get benefits or money that they shouldn't have.
而且有些国家，无论是警察、政府官员、法官、做官的，都贪污。
In some countries, no matter whether it's the police, government officials, judges, and any other official, they're all corrupt.
从下面到上面全部都贪污。
From the bottom all the way to the top, there's rampant corruption.
所以在英国有一位政治人物叫做 Lord Acton.
In England, there was a government official named Lord Acton.
他讲了一句话。
He said these words.
他说 ,power tend to corrupt.And absolute power corrupt absolutely. 我把它翻译成中文哦。权力使人腐败。绝对的权力绝对的使人腐败。那么圣经里说但以理是一个正直的人。
The Bible says Daniel was a man of integrity.
他毫无错误过失。
He had no evidence of corruption.
他没有利用自己的权力来得到这些不义之财。
He didn't use his authority or position to get money or benefits that he shouldn't have.
记得但以理为这个波沙沙王讲解这个墙上那些文字吗？
Do you remember when Daniel interpreted the words written on the wall for King Belshazzar?
让我们来去看这段经文。
Let's look at these verses.
现在你若能读这文字，把讲解告诉我，就必身穿紫袍，颈戴金链，在我国中位列第三。
Now if you are able to read the inscription and make its interpretation known to me, you will be clothed with purple and wear a necklace of gold around your neck, and you will have authority as the third ruler in the kingdom.
但以理在王面前回答说，你的珍品可以归你自己，你的场事可以归给别人，我却要为王读这文字，把讲解告诉王。
Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Keep your gifts for yourself, or give your rewards to someone else. However, I will read the inscription to the king and make the interpretation known to him.
所以但以理对王说，我可以为你讲解这个墙上的文字的意义。
Daniel said to the king, I can give you the interpretation of these words on the wall.
但是我不要你的珍品。
But I don't want any of your rewards.
可见但以理是一个不贪心的一个人。
You can tell that Daniel was not a greedy man.
但以理是一个正直的人，第三，他是一个永不妥协的一个人。
Daniel was a man of integrity. The third reason is because he never compromised.
那么这些总长还有这些总督找不到但以理的把柄。
These satraps and commissioners could not find any reason could not find anything wrong with Daniel.
然后因此他们就利用其他的方法来陷害他。
So they had to find some other method to frame him.
所以在第五节这么说，那些人便说，我们要找参但以理的把柄，除非他在神的律法中，就寻不着。
Then these men said, "We will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God."
所以他们没有办法在但以理的工作或者他的职位找到但以理的把柄。
They couldn't find any ground of accusation for Daniel in his job or his
position. 因此他就施法在他的信仰上找他的把柄。
So they wanted to find a ground of accusation in his faith.
所以他们就在王的面前设立一个禁令。
So they plan, or they ask the king to give a prohibition.
那么所有的人，包括总长、总督，在30天内必须要去求告王。
Everyone in the period of 30 days, including the satraps and commissioners, had to pray to the king.
或者是说把王当作神来拜一样。
They had to worship the king as a god.
如果有人向任何的神或任何的人求告的话，
If anyone prayed to any other person or God,
他将会被扔在这个狮子坑里面。
He would be thrown into the lion's den.
这个禁令却得到王的允许。
So the king allowed this prohibition.
并且加盖这个印一许。
And he signed the document.
所以在第十节这么说。
It says in verse 10,
但以理知道这禁令盖了一许，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在神的面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously.
但以理知道他所要面对的后果。
Daniel knew the consequences that he would face.
也就是被扔在这个狮子坑里面。
And that is being cast into the lion's den.
但是这句经文说他照常每日三次在神的面前祷告和感谢。
But this verse says that he continued in the same way to pray 3 times a day and thank God.
在但以理的信仰上他不会做任何的妥协。
In Daniel's faith, he wouldn't make any compromise.
如果你还记得的话，但以理曾经拒绝过王所供应那些食物。
If you remember, Daniel had once refused to eat the food that the king had prepared.
因为这些食物曾经献给偶像的。
Because this food had first been offered to idols.
如果吃这些食物就违反了摩西的律法。
If he would have eaten this food, he would have gone against the Mosaic law.
因为神借着摩西曾经告诉以色列人，你们不可以拜其他的神。
Because God through Moses had once told the Israelites, you cannot worship any other God.
我在出埃及记第34章15节这么说。
In Exodus 34:15 it says,
只怕你与他那地的居民立业，百姓随从他们的神，就行邪淫，祭犯他们的神，有人叫你，你便吃他的祭物。
Otherwise, you might make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they would play the harlot with their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and someone might invite you to eat of his sacrifice.
神吩咐以色列人不单不可以拜其他的神。
God not only ordered the Israelites not to worship any other god.
也不可以吃这些献给假神的食物。
They also could not eat food that had been offered to these false gods.
一个吃这个献给这些偶像的食物的人。
A person who ate the food that had been offered to these gods.
代表他跟随这些假神。
That meant that they were following these false gods.
那同样的，如果但以理遵守王所下的禁令。
In the same way, if Daniel followed this prohibition that the king had signed.
他就违反了神的诫命。
He would have gone against God's commandment.
也就是十诫里面第一条的诫命。
And that is the first commandment of the Ten Commandments.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，凡活上天、下地和地底下水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. you shall not worship them or serve them.
所以但以理在自己的信仰上没有做任何的妥协。
So Daniel in his faith did not make any compromise.
啊，他宁愿被扔在狮子坑里面。
He would rather have been cast into the lion's den.
也不会去拜其他的神。
He would rather do that than worship any other god.
因为但以理知道只有一位神是独一的真神。
Because Daniel knew that there was only one God who's the true God.
但以理的榜样是我们应当学习的。
We must learn from Daniel's example.
不单是他的正直。
Not only his integrity.
他对神的敬畏是无可否认的。
No one could deny his worship and his fear of God.
但以理与神有一个很密切的一个关系。
Daniel had a very close relationship with God.
从这节经文我们就可以看到。
We can see it in this verse.
一日三次双膝跪在他面前祷告感谢与素常一样。
And he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously.
所以他每一天祷告三次。
Every day he continued to pray three times.
而且祷告的时候，圣经告诉我们他是跪在神的面前祷告。
And the Bible tells us that he kneeled before God in prayer.
这个祷告跪在神的面前那种姿势表示一个人对神那种敬畏。
That to kneel in God's presence.Expresses his love and respect and fear for God.
然后除此之外，他的祷告也包括这个感恩。
Not only that, his prayers included thanksgiving.
还有最后一句叫与素常一样。
And the last part of this verse says, as he had been doing previously.
也就是说，但以理的祷告就是很平常的每一天生活里面的一部分。
And this just says that Daniel, prayer in Daniel's life was something that was very common that he did every day.
从今天我们所看的这段经文
From the verses that we've seen today,
我们看到但以理是一个正直的人
We can see the integrity of Daniel.
第一是因为他有这个美好的灵性
First is because of his extraordinary spirit.
第二呢是因为他是一个忠心不贪的一个人
Second is because he was faithful and not corrupt.
然后第三呢，是因为他是一个不做任何妥协的人。
Third is because he was a man who did not make any compromise.
是的，我们活在这个一个很腐败的一个社会里面。
Yes, we live in a society that's very corrupt.
正直的人非常的难找。
It's very difficult to find a person of integrity.
让我们学习。但以理的榜样
May we learn from Daniel's example.
也让我们在这个腐败的世代里面成为一个但以理
And may we become a Daniel in this society of corruption.
Let's
quiet our hearts before the Lord and think upon today's message.
Yes, in this corrupt society, it seems like people like Daniel are very
Yes, in these corrupt times, it's very difficult to find a man like Daniel.
我们在神的面前求神帮助我们学习但以理的榜样。
We ask the Lord to help us learn from Daniel's example.
也求神加添给我们智慧还有力量，好像但以理一样做一个正直的人。
We ask the Lord to give us wisdom and strength to be a man of integrity, a person of integrity, just like Daniel.
好像但以理一样，他是一个有美好灵性的一个人。
To be like Daniel, a person of extraordinary spirit.
他很忠心的办事。
He did things faithfully.
毫无错误和过失。
He had no corruption or faults.
他也不会在他信仰上做任何的妥协。
And he would not make any compromise in his faith.
啊，这个是我们应当向他学习的。
This is something that we should learn from him.
求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
亲爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
求你怜悯我们的软弱。
Please have mercy on our weakness.
也增加我们的信心。
Increase our faith.
让我们学习但以理的榜样。
Help us to learn from Daniel's example.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.